On these tapes, you will hear each of the exercises in chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8 sung correctly. They are not practice tapes, but are demonstrations to reinforce the material which you will read in this text. I cannot stress too much the importance of reading carefully the purpose, procedure, and discussion of each exercise before singing it. It is important also that you think about correct body alignment when you are practicing, whether you are sitting or standing. I suggest you stand while vocalizing, if possible. Being certain your head and neck are in the correct position, let the head feel as though it is carrying your body. The spine should be straight, and the buttocks should feel that they are rolled under the torso. This will allow the abdomen to release easily, always keeping the chest high. Each singer should begin every exercise in the middle or lower middle of his own range. And remember, the breath clutch is always engaged on the first pitch and remains engaged until the last pitch is sung. Sing them in your normal voice. Don't think forte or piano, but keep them light, not heavy. If you are a teacher, be careful that you do not play the exercises too percussively. Otherwise, the student will sing them too heavily.